You are listening to Faith Wood of Inspiring Minds Consulting Limited. You can visit us on the web at www.imind.ca. Super Slim Me is a hypnotic suggestion MP3 and is designed to be listened to while resting in a safe place, never to be listened to while driving. Super Slim Me is part of the weight loss series. Now, maybe you're listening to this because you've repeatedly tried dieting, but you've kept falling off the wagon. Perhaps you found yourself making such slow progress that you got frustrated and impatient. Or maybe you just got fed up with having to restrict what it is you can eat. One of the main reasons that losing weight can be such a struggle is that the pleasure and the satisfaction of eating food is immediate, whereas the pleasure and the satisfaction of becoming slim is months away in the future. And if you could offer someone who wanted to lose weight the choice between a delicious cookie or the chance to become instantly slim, toned, and healthy, you can pretty much guarantee they would choose to be instantly slim. But the problem is that getting slim takes time, whereas the rewards of a cookie or some chocolate or another helping of food, they're instant. And we are by no means completely rational beings. Much as we'd like to think otherwise, the choices we make are strongly influenced by our emotions, how we feel in the moment. And I'm sure you know how it feels when you say, "What the hell? I'll just have one." Or maybe when you're stressed or upset about something and you overeat to comfort yourself and counteract the distressing feelings. Well, this session isn't about crash diets, where people effectively starve themselves by eating an extremely restricted diet until they reach a certain weight and then put it all back on again. This session is about creating a long-term sustainable vision of a future for yourself, where you're maintaining your health, your muscle tone, your figure, and your vitality for the rest of your life. And as well as eating a balanced, healthy diet and taking regular exercise, a long-term sustainable health plan needs to be flexible. In other words, whatever rules you generally follow to eat, it's best to aim to follow them 80% of the time, and allow for the occasional indulgence rather than insisting on rigidly depriving yourself all the time. Now, the hypnotic part of this download is going to help you make this future a vivid reality, which can give you a real sense of satisfaction and inner determination and help you make healthier choices in your everyday life. So find yourself in a quiet space where you won't be disturbed, and let's begin. Take a nice deep breath all the way in and all the way out. With each breath, begin to let yourself let go of the day. Let go of your worries. Let go of your distractions. Take another nice deep breath all the way in and all the way out. And just begin to feel how cleansing that breath is. Now, on the next breath, take a nice deep breath all the way in and hold it. Close your eyes and let that breath out. As you follow along to the sound of my voice, leave your eyes closed for the rest of this meditation. You can breathe comfortably and easily, and just allow that body to rest. And you might like to take slow, gentle breaths. Let the air out very slowly and smoothly. Really get a sense of breathing in a sigh of comfort, letting go of tension and tightness within your body. Notice how your body can relax all by itself. The shoulders loosen, the face muscles smooth out. And as you notice the sensation of whatever you're resting on, the temperature of the air against your face, so you continue to relax a little more. Begin to feel every muscle, every nerve, every cell of your body loose and lazy. That's it. You might begin to notice a real heaviness in those arms or the legs. As the body relaxes, you might also notice that the mind is beginning to absorb a little more relaxation as well. And you can really enjoy that wonderfully pleasant feeling of knowing you really don't have to try to do anything at all here. You can just let go and be curious about how many ways this session is going to make a difference for you. How many spontaneous changes are you going to notice yourself making in what you choose to eat and how you choose to exercise, and how you feel honestly about becoming slim and healthy for life. I know that many times in your life there have been things you've wanted to do, that you've planned to do, and then you've done them. And maybe you can recall a wonderful holiday that you looked so forward to, in advance planning out all the places you would go, making all the preparations. And then you put that plan into action so you could really enjoy the rewards of your efforts on that lovely holiday. Maybe somewhere with beautiful views, the sky above, the soft breeze against your face. That holiday smile lifting the corners of your mouth as you breathe in the satisfaction of having planned something and looked forward to it, and then made it a reality, being here on a holiday, enjoying all of the benefits of having made that plan a reality. And it can feel so good. That's it. As you relax deeper still, smile into that memory. And any habits and beliefs you may have had around food and exercise aren't things you're born with. They're things you learn, perhaps from your family or from the people around you, perhaps from books or television. But they're simply things you've learned, just as you learned when you were a very small child to begin to write your own name, holding a little pencil in that little hand and forming the letters of the alphabet ever so slowly and carefully. And sometimes the letter B might look like a D, and sometimes it might look like a P or a Q. But gradually, sitting in that little chair, forming those letters over and over, you learned instinctively how to write, just as you learned instinctively how to walk, how to put one foot in front of the other and keep your balance as you move forward. And you absorbed and learned so much as a child, the names of all the objects around you, how to speak and understand your native language. And before you learned any beliefs about food, any beliefs about exercise, before you told yourself any stories about what kind of person you were simply you, a little child, curious about the world around you, immersed in learning so much now. And one of the wonderful things about hypnosis is that it allows you to tap directly into that same childlike instinctive learning state so that you can learn new things that allow you to update your instinctive learnings. Because I suspect there may be some unhelpful beliefs you've been carrying around, beliefs that haven't been helping you to reach your ideal weight, maybe beliefs about yourself or about healthy eating. Maybe some negative expectations that you picked up somewhere along the way, and probably a few bad habits too. Maybe of buying certain snacks or certain lifestyle choices, beliefs and habits you weren't born with, but that were thrust upon you, so to speak, by the experiences you've had in your life. And if you stop for a moment and think about all the ways those old habits and beliefs have held you back, times a you in the past overindulged and then felt guilty. Times a you in the past thought unkind things about themselves, criticized themselves. Times those old habits and habits really stole from your health, your appearance, and your confidence in yourself. I'm very, very curious about what it's going to be like for you now to throw off those old, unhelpful beliefs. To throw off those old bad habits and begin to instinctively absorb new ideas, new ways of looking after yourself. They're going to lead you towards greater and greater health, to slimness, to having a flexible, toned body, brimming with energy. And I'd like you to begin to see the you that you want to be, to begin to look into the future as if you had a crystal ball, perhaps. To a time when if you keep on properly slimming down now, it will be perfectly realistic for you to genuinely be slim, healthy, and toned. And at your ideal weight in this future time, just notice how that you in the future is going to look, how your voice is going to sound, how the future you moves around, how toned and fit you look, how confident and happy you are in yourself. Really take a few moments right now to just drift into this vision of a future you and enjoy the benefits of how it's going to feel. To know that you've really done it, that you worked hard, that you dedicated yourself to making this a reality. And let it feel really good right now. And you might notice how toned and smoothed your stomach feels, how firm your thighs feel, how attractive and healthy your face looks in the mirror. And just notice how much more energy and lightness you feel, a lightness and an energy in your body, and a lighthearted contentment in your heart. And then I'd like you to just notice your daily routine in this future time. What new habits have you formed? What new supportive beliefs do you have about yourself and about food and exercise? Have you learned? Because one of the wonderful things about really instinctively learning new habits and beliefs is that after a while, you just don't have to think about them. You spontaneously make wiser choices about how you eat and how you look and how you look after yourself. You can look at unhealthy food or an excessive portion of food and instinctively know how uncomfortably heavy it will make you feel. All lethargic and sluggish. How it will steal from your happiness and pride in yourself if you had to carry that around in your stomach all day. And you can look at a tasty, healthy dish and sense how toned and slim your body is and really feel drawn to making the healthier decision, drawn to exercise, drawn to healthy foods, automatically, instinctively, because this is who you are now. And you can just enjoy noticing all the ways this has enhanced your life, your confidence at work, socially, your love life, all of it. And you can also notice something really interesting, how you've learned to speak more kindly to yourself inside. Because if you now look back from this future time, back along the path you have traveled, you see full well that it wasn't always smooth sailing. Getting to this satisfying place, there were challenges you had to overcome. Maybe a few doubts en route. Maybe a few times you got impatient about your progress. Perhaps a party or a wedding when you overindulged. But I'd like you to notice now how you overcame those obstacles. How you kept on going, how you supported yourself, encouraged yourself, talked kindly but firmly to yourself, how you kept following a healthy, sustainable slimming plan, and bit by bit, you started to transform. And the more you started to notice the progress you were making, the more determined you became. And even when you slipped off course occasionally, you knew that this time things were going to be different because you could feel your thoughts changing, your habits changing, and your body slimming and becoming healthier. Until here you are right now, the slim, healthy future. It feels so good to know that this is becoming a reality right now. And then, as you return to the present, with this future template firmly embedded in your unconscious mind, I'd like you to just notice what the next steps are for you. Over the next few days that will bring you closer towards this slim, healthy future, what choices are you making around food, around exercise, around how you care for yourself really well? And I'd like you to just commit to taking those next steps right now. And you can listen to this session often, and you can strengthen this template of your slim, healthy future. And each time you do that, from now on, you'll begin to feel more alert, more refreshed. That's it. And you can prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of feeling good about yourself and the decisions that you're making. And you can notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And whenever you're ready, you can have a nice big stretch and open your eyes.